Welcome to Culture Eats Strategy.
Eats Strategy.
With your host, entrepreneur, Jamie J. On this podcast, we unpack the most powerful, intangible culture.
Culture
is way more than a mission statement or words on a wall. It's how a company behaves. It's what informs every decision, action, and reaction. Culture is the invisible hand, the true north that guides every organization. And if you create a legendary culture, you will build a legendary company.
A legendary company.
Now, here he is, Jamie J.
Hello, welcome back to Culture Eats Strategy. My name is Jamie J. I'm the host. The host with the most, I guess you could say. We're having a lot of fun. If you've been following us, since we've kind of reinvented ourselves and come out with the new Culture Eats Strategy show starting in October 24th. You'll see we've had some pretty unbelievable guests. If you haven't had a chance to listen to Vern Harnish or Brian Scudamore or Jay Kron, Jonathan Kronstedt, the president of Kajabi, definitely go back and check those out. We've had some really, really cool conversations. And even some more conversations where I was a little emotional, I got to admit. It was talking about culture for me is it's what I do for a living, basically with Bottleneck. As many of you know, I source virtual assistants, but we have a pretty decent sized staff for a small business here, and culture is a big part of it. And embracing leadership with kindness is an incredible thing, in my opinion, when it starts working. It's almost magical. And without getting too geeky or anything like that, I just really appreciate the time that I have with people like I'm going to be speaking with today, Aaron at Feather Dot Productions. Aaron Arnold is somebody that I met, I'm going to say probably 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. And it was kind of a strange introduction. I was looking for a video to be done for me, and I didn't want to do it internally. So I was trying to find all these different people, and nobody could do it. I was in a time crunch, of course, like everybody always is, right? Get this done yesterday. Send it off to Aaron. Aaron and his team finished it and got it back to me. I'm serious, like within 3 or 4 days, and I hit my deadline. And it was so strange. About a year later, we connected again, and I said, "Wait, are you Aaron Arnold from Feather Dot?" He said, "Yeah." I go, "You did a video from me." He's, "What?" And we went back and got it. So it was really nice to reconnect again. And so Aaron is the CEO of Feather Dot Productions, a video production house which provides video content for all of your marketing needs with clients all over the world. FDP, as he calls it, Feather Dot Productions, has helped businesses gain more consumers, boost sales, and expand brand awareness. Aaron's knowledge, love, and passion for video production shows through his work and makes for a successful collaboration and end product. You can see more or learn more about them at feather.productions.com. So we all know video is an amazing medium. Everybody loves video. May not love to be on video. I like to say I have a face for radio. But I do understand the importance of it. And so without any further ado, I want to bring Aaron on and introduce you to him. And we're going to have a nice conversation about culture. And I'm really super stoked to learn a little bit more about how he embraces culture within his company, because we had talked about this a little bit before the conversation today. And I'm pretty stoked to share this with you. So without any further ado, Aaron, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Jamie, great to see you again, buddy. How you been?
Oh, my gosh. I've been awesome, man. You know, just hanging in there, just having a blast, man. And I'm so stoked to touch base with you today and talk a little shop.
Yeah, man, I'm excited to be on your show. I see you're definitely having a lot of success there. So congratulations on that. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to the conversation today. And, you know, culture is a big thing, you know? So
Yeah, it is. Well, I kind of read a little bit of your bio to kind of give people a little background. and I want to talk more about what culture means to you and what you're doing there. But what are you doing right now? What's going on with Feather Dot?
So right now, culturally, or
just in general. We'll get to culture here in a second.
Sure. Yeah, so right now we are expanding. We're right in the middle of expanding. Once again, it's the third time this year, so we're really excited.
Congrats.
Yeah, man, we're real stoked about that. Our clients have been, we've just been so grateful to have clients and team members supporting those clients in the way that we do, just to bring everything together and make it happen. You know, we're really passionate here and we love what we do. So this year here lately, we have been growing our sales team, getting more people involved, who, you know, not only understand video, but understand people and can connect to them. But because we believe that if you can connect to a person on any level, especially like a personal level, then you can connect to them on a professional level. And, you know, and I think that is really the key when it comes to sales for how we, that's how we approach things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So I immediately think of three or four different ways I can take this conversation right now. because you can, so now where are you located?
We're located in Orlando.
You're in Orlando, Florida. Okay.
Yes.
And so do you guys do video production and also video like editing and things like that? So do you go out on location? I know the video you did for me was animation.
Yes. So we, you know, just to clarify a little bit, we're about 85% post-production. So we do a lot of in-house editing. Now we do go out and film corporate events. If someone has a commercial need, we'll go out to their brick and mortar place and, you know, do a location commercial. We cover social media videos as well as professional videos for their website landing pages. Mm-hmm. And as you know, animated videos, things like that in post-production. We're pretty much a turnkey video production company. So we'll do everything from animation to going out and film, on location. And as well as we provide voiceover and music licensing and things like that for everything that you need for video marketing.
Awesome. So I just wanted to get that clarification out there. Really quick, you just said I could go three or four different directions.
Sorry.
on the way that you approach sales. You approach it personal first. Versus professional. How do you approach that from a cultural perspective within your organization and your team?
Yeah, so everyone we bring on, there's an interview process. And the interview process, and I hope I'm touching on your question exactly. If not, we can reiterate this.
Heck yeah, let's do it.
but everyone that comes to Feather Dot for work, there's what we like to call an interview process, which is basically, you come to, we go out for lunch or dinner, and we get to know you. We get to know what you're about, kind of get on a personal level. And we like to do that with our clients if they're open to that. And we will, we'll know that because we've been fortunate to work with Fortune 500 companies, where, they're more on the professional level. They just want to know what you can provide. So there's a vetting process, involved. So our team members starting at the interview process, they kind of understand our process as a culture here. And that is, asking about, what inspires you in life, not just in video, but, what motivates you on a daily basis? How do you start your day? Things like that really you know, I think speak wonders for who you are as a person.
Right. So for me, we had talked about it a little bit. For me, when I want anybody that's on our team, not necessarily to buy into the kindness kind of vibe that I'm going for here. Although we all want to be kind, and we don't want to have any jerks on board for definite reasons. But one of the things that we do here is I really want them to feel admired, respected. There's a lot of things that I really look at doing because I want them to grow. And here's the thing, if they go off and do something that they're completely passionate with, if they're using Bottleneck as a stepping stone to get somewhere else, by all means, come here, let's work it. And I say, as a matter of fact, I heard this quote the other day that I thought was unbelievable. If you do something, and you do it really well, but you're not getting paid for what you're worth, you will eventually get paid more than what you're worth doing less than what you need to do. I forget who said it, and it was kind of like that. But I want to employ some kind of an ethic early on for anybody that's working with us, so that no matter where they want to go in this world, one of our social media manager, she's an incredible violinist, and she wants to go to Juilliard like that. That's her dream. I would love to see her go to Juilliard and live out her dream. But meanwhile, while she's working here, we want to be able to embrace that wherever you are, be present and do it 100%. And I've got your back. So my number one goal is to take care of the staff. My number two goal is then to take care of the clients. So I don't know. That's just how I run it here. Do you do anything similar, or can you shed some light on maybe some innovative ways that you lead?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's, there are a few employees that we have had even in the past who, you know, we take students on, we offer internships, we teach them why they're here. You know, whatever project they're working on, as long as the client is okay with them using it, we allow them to use it in their portfolio. You know, this is a way to open doors for them to better advance themselves. You know, because we do have students that come in who are in the film program and they just want to know what it's like to be on set or how to edit, you know, basically just how to edit certain styles. You know, so we bring them in, we train them, we give them all the tools that they need to, we feel like we do anyways. And maybe not all the tools, but, you know, a lot of the tools they can to work with and learn from in order for them to move on and move up. We've had employees, you know, go elsewhere and then, you know, they call us back and they're like, okay, so that didn't work out. Will you take me back? You know, and we're always, you know, and that I love.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think they call you back?
You know, I think it comes out to our culture, and the love that we have for our family, you know, you know, and the way that we implement, everyday life here. It's fun. I wouldn't necessarily compare us to Google. You know, we don't have ping pong tables and things like that, which would be awesome. But you know,
it's not all about bean bags and free beer, man.
Yeah. No, right. Although that would be nice. No. So, I mean, it's all about just having fun and allowing them to, share, you know, allowing them to share their opinion. We have employees on a regular basis who, like literally, who come in on set for the first time as a trial run. And we make it clear to them, if you have an opinion or a different way to angle the shot to make it more innovative, please, you know, just speak up. You know, we'll grab that shot. It may take a little bit extra time, but we'll grab it. Mm-hmm. And we use it, great. You know, we like to see new employees, even existing employees, take the initiative. You know, how can we get the most out of every situation while, you know, having fun and, you know, doing what we need to do?
So this might be a tough question, but you mentioned some of the people that have left have called you back and see if they can come back. Why did they leave in the first place, based on what you believe?
Sure. So we all want, you know, there's, that's a really good question. So the grass is greener on the other side, right?
Right.
You know, there's, it could be different things, you know, salary, promises, you know, of being camera A or, you know, having a higher position, you know, things like that, that is not really what they thought it would be, I guess, something like that. And they come back because we're open. We're a smaller company. We're not Universal Studios. We're not Disney. You know, we don't have hundreds of employees. You know, we have a handful of employees, and again, we're a family. You know, mm-hmm. So we have that, you know, that intimacy, that closeness, the dinner at our dinner table. You know, things like that. You know, where we'll have a private party or something. You know, so I think that really speaks a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand that. I see that. I mean, I've done it in my past. I worked in corporate America for quite a while, and I would go from one organization to the other thinking that it would improve, and just didn't. I was in the wrong industry. Frankly, I'm unemployable. Right. So I mean, my nickname, in corporate America was JT, for Jamie time, meaning I would miss meeting. Oh, the meetings would drive me nuts. And that's why I'm so active and intentional about creating a good environment and getting people to actually enjoy the meetings. Like, an hour flies by for us.
Yeah.
And it's fun. You know, if someone's birthday comes up, we sing happy birthday. We try to embrace kindness, and I think that's a lot of fun. And what I like about, or what I think I hear you saying, you have a very similar culture where you really embrace leadership from the bottom up. Maybe you want to see people excel, and when someone leaves, they think that there's probably greener on the other, grass is greener on the other side, like you said. Yeah. And I can see that. I've been very fortunate wherein we haven't had a lot of people leave, actually.
Nice.
We've had people try to hire them.
Sure.
Offer them more money.
Yeah.
And I mean, my team is amazing. Like you said, I think of them as family. I really do. And I think from a culture perspective, I think that's what it is. Anything I can do to help them out, I want to be there.
Sure.
And so I love the fact that you're doing very much the same thing. What about your hiring process? Do you have a process in place?
So again, the hiring process involves either an interview like this, because we, as you already know, we're a global company. So we have clients in Australia, we have clients, you know, Africa, all over the world, but we also have employees that can be in Australia or Africa, to do video editing, because again, most of our work is 85% post-production. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we might have an interview this way, you know, via online, or if they're local, you know, we'll take them out to lunch or something. And that would be the first step, is a meet and greet. Mm-hmm. The second step would be giving them a small project, probably, you know, something, a passion project just jumped in my head, because we have a lot of passion projects as well. We don't, you know, so that would be like the next step, is give them a small project. to see what they can do editing wise, to get a grasp for their style and make sure that it fits within our company and, you know, what we provide our clients. Once that vetting process is done, you know, then we move into, more paid, larger projects. While all this is going on, you know, we get to meet them, you know, we get to understand them. Eventually we get to know their families, because it's not just about the team at Feather Dot. It's about the team and the families that are part of that team. You know, if you think of it like a pyramid, you know, it branches out and then that branches out, you know, it just keeps branching out. And we like to, our arms are wide, you know, we like to have that camaraderie and that kind of family feel. That's what we live for, you know?
That's awesome. I think that's fantastic. It's really nice. I think as you get a company and you're growing it, you start out, did you start out by yourself?
I did. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I started out, in early 2000s, a buddy of mine, I was living out in California at the time.
Oh, whereabouts?
San Diego.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. I lived in Huntington for a while.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Love the weather. The weather was just beautiful, man.
I just don't miss the traffic.
Yeah, no. No. The vibe is crazy. So a buddy of mine called me back to Florida. He needed a cameraman. He started a nonprofit organization for children who were terminally ill. And what it was, he had a program, a YouTube channel, that took these children out on outdoor adventures. And the first time I went, man, I still feel that, you know, I still get kind of teary eyed because the first time I went out, we went, deep sea fishing on a charter, a private charter. And seeing this kid pull in this fish that almost pulled him in, just watching him smile and enjoying life in that moment, man, there's nothing better than to see that.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Yeah. It's cool to see the growth.
Yeah, exactly.
it's kind of neat because you're the one person.
Yeah.
And you start growing a little bit and now you have to start thinking of things about culture, about processes, about systems, about hiring, firing, you know, all the stuff starts coming in. It's neat to see what you're doing and where you're growing and now expanding once again.
Yeah, definitely. It is a continuous learning lesson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Continued education, I call it. Continued education. Yes,
exactly. You know, you learn something new every day, you know?
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. I think I want to keep learning, keep on learning. So how do people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about you?
So we have a social media presence. We're on Instagram, social media, Facebook, YouTube. Website, social media, here I go again, feather.productions.com, at feather.prod, things like that. We've been very fortunate to have a lot of people just reach out to us word of mouth as well. We have a lot of clients. We have a very high return clientele, which we're very proud of. Again, not only our team members are family, but our clients are too. You know, when we have a client refer us out, that to me is just, it's priceless. You know, it's like, it means that we're doing something right.
Yep. Oh man. Good for you. And that's feather.production.com is the website, correct?
Yes. Feather.productions, plural, .com.
Plural. Yes. Add the S in there, feather.productions.com. Well, thank you so much. This has been awesome chatting with you. Is there anything else you would like to leave us with before we go ahead and wrap this episode?
Regarding culture?
Regarding anything, man.
Regarding anything. you know, just follow your dreams. As cliche as that sounds, follow your dreams and make it happen. Don't wait for tomorrow. Do it now.
I love it, man. It's always a good reminder. Take action. Get it done. Follow your dreams. I love that. Hold on 1 second. We'll go ahead and wrap up. Thank you so much again, Aaron. This has been fantastic. You're listening here to Aaron Arnold. We were talking about Feather Dot Productions and the culture that it started off by himself, grew a little, is growing a little bit more and growing more. And with that, has a really cool way that he interacts with his staff. I appreciate the way that he does that. If you want to learn more, go check out Aaron. They're all over social media. You can go to feather.productions with an S, that's plural, .com. To check out what he's doing with regards to video. We all knew video is the way to market yourself and boost your sales. That being said, hats off to Aaron Arnold for taking the time to join us today. Really appreciate you guys tuning in. If you have any questions on this, please let me know. Also, leave us a rating or review on iTunes. We'd love for you to be able to do that. Give us a 5-star rating. Heck, give us a 3-star rating, whatever it is. Just tell us what we're doing and how we can improve. I'd really appreciate that. Again, my name is Jamie J, host of Culture Eat Strategy, leading with kindness. Hope you all have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.